Northeast 15th Avenue. Local home birth midwives will show the film, Why Not Home, followed by a QA session with the midwives. Again, that's Is Home Birth Right for Me? On Sunday, April 15th at 5 p.m. at Whole Foods Market, 3535 Northeast 15th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, April 5th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Diversity Sanctuary Solidarity and Ethics at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. Just look for that great big button, that big eye on the screen. Right? The pixels, all the little pixels withdraw in a circle, a worshipful circle around that huge button. That means you can become a member of KBOO at any moment. Nobody knows when it's going to hit them. We all live in a state of suspended animation, not to mention suspended disbelief, waiting for you to hit that button and become a member. Do it now. This is another trigger warning. If the whole idea of buttons these days, especially the big ones, especially the competitive button enlargement situation, this is something that you are going to encounter, but we're going to quickly withdraw because we've got a terrific guest today, and that's all I'm going to say about becoming a KBOO member. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Richard Painter. University of Minnesota. He has been in the news lately, especially on Google, because he has taken on Donald Trump mano a mano over some of the finer points and not so fine points of ethics. Specifically, we're talking about Scott Pruitt's behavior, which has caused more than raised eyebrows in the legal scholar community. The most eloquent voice that has been raised in opposition to flaunting of ethics. In fact, the flaunting of laws is not so much that Donald Trump considers himself to be above the law and is furious with his own legal counsel, in fact, his own attorney general, because they are incapable of rendering Donald Trump above the law. Donald Trump is unaware of the law. It's something that he might kick out of his way and without ever seeing, really. It's just a minor obstacle in his march over the faces of anything human that might stand in his way. And it doesn't appear that he knows where he's going. He's unaware of the laws, in other words, the directions. Even if he did know, he doesn't know where he's going. It's extraordinary. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I don't know about you, but using Google as a search engine and becoming ever more difficult. Google is apparently in the thrall of the major news outlets, and from there on, the corporate component of government, which is a, let's call it the creeping corporate component of government, it has. Catherine Austin Fitz had talked about this a decade ago, and she talked about it when she was last in Portland, about the corporatization of government, the privatization of government. Virtually every department, every aspect of government has been privatized, and anyone who is unwilling to sign on to the the privateership, no disrespect to pirates there. Anybody who's unwilling to sign on, they're off the boat. That's what's happened with Sessions. Trump's going to look like, well, again, what he really is and what we can't really say, at least not here and now. But yeah, if he fires, he can't really fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And every time that Trump pulls off one of these things, he chooses somebody much, much worse. That said, and I believe we are waiting to speak with Dr. Richard Painter, if he is on the line. And once again, we're going to just keep trying, and it's apparently been a bad week for getting people on the line. So that said, what happened here? And I don't know how aware people are of the fracas that got this whole thing rolling in the first place. There was the question of Scott Pruitt's choice of accommodations whilst in Washington, D.C. That was what started this whole thing. And it would have probably been overlooked had it not been for people of the likes of Richard Painter, who has been a constant gadfly in the government doings. We're trying to get Richard Painter on the line. We may instead be speaking today with Nick Cady of Cascadia Wildlands. There has been an event that's come up regarding coastal trapping ban, which is being sought to protect Oregon's vanishing Humboldt martin. So there is a study that found traps could totally wipe out the entire species. And when we do that, when we take out an entire species, that's when we start to take out all those pieces of the pyramid. It's not a food chain. It's a pyramid. So don't get any of those blockchain dreams into your head that hey, guys, maybe we could get some money out of this. It's really... I was about to say it's not how it works, but that really is how it works. I'm sure that someone's trying to figure, well, listen, we can't possibly ban the trapping of these poor little creatures because, hey, you never know, somewhere down the line we could be rolling in dough. We could be rolling in marten fur or teeth or bones, whatever it might be. We know that one thing is probably... dead martens are a cure for erectile dysfunction. That's something that I suppose we all should be aware of. And again, perhaps that ought to have been classified up there at the beginning of the program as under the trigger warning. If anyone is sensitive to erectile dysfunction, and I'm sure we all know who we are. And that said, we may be speaking with Nick Cady with Cascadia Wildlands as we wait for Dr. Painter. Here's the deal on that. When you Google Dr. Richard Painter, it's a name which It previously would be his writings and other non-events that people might glance at or read and be surprised at how broadly enlightening his work really is. Other than that, it would have just gone over the transom. Well, right now, if you Google Dr. Richard Painter, what comes up, at least for me, and you know, of course, that Google is different for everybody, for all of us, if we are depending on our what Google considers to be our political leaning, that it's going to tailor its search engine for that, or perhaps for what it insists that you look at. I did some research for a book, not mine, someone else's. They co-wrote it, "Smart Drugs and Nutrients," and I was studying opiates and some of the sources that I had looked at in the past are no longer on, at least the search engine refuses to find it for me. I would have to perhaps go to the library or use a different, hey Bing, hello, nice to meet you Bing. We may be seeing more of each other in the future. And that said, there is one unusual thing right there at the gateway to Dr. Painter's objections to the Trump White House's notion of what ethics might be. He served as a tenured member of the law faculty at the University of Oregon School of Law and University of Illinois College of Law, and he's written, try Googling it. Just try it. And you'll find it eventually, as did I. He was a former White House ethics chief, and he got combative with Hugh Hewitt on MSNBC over the ethical issues surrounding EPA Chief Scott Pruitt, right? News came out over the weekend that Pruitt last year had rented this house, flat, and partly owned by the wife of a top energy lobbyist. See, we shouldn't be surprised about this any longer. We know that what we formerly trusted to be in the public's hands for the public interests now takes a shortcut through the Trump administration's Goldberg machine of privatization and emerges out the other end with golden arches coming soon to a national park near you. Yes, sure, it could happen. Grand Canyon. Maybe in the next phrase for Trump's next 4 years, and believe me when I say it could happen, and we should start thinking about that right now. But Golden Arches, Grand Canyon, let's make America grand again, or maybe deep again, and perhaps rocky again, or maybe a mule ride, just America, just a short mule ride away. And I do hope nobody's upset by mules. We should say, trigger warning for the day, probably last one is mules. If you object to mules, or mules make you nervous in any way, shape, or form, watch out, because here they come. What happened? Well, you can absolutely watch it on the tube. Much of YouTube was left after its dramatic turn on the national stage in the last few days. It seems that maybe we should be putting two and two together, this so-called opiate crisis and the public shooting crisis, and come to the conclusion, as many scholars have, that this is really America's crisis of despair. Hate to end on that note. I especially hate to end it without Nick Cady speaking to the issue of trapping martens and as to the issue of Dr. Richard Painter trapping Republicans, if that's what we could still call them. Perhaps a trigger warning next time. Watch out. This show may include mention of Republicans. So if you can't take it, stay out of the kitchen, I guess. This would be, of course, at Cascadia for Thursday, April 5th, 2018. Kip Kruger engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Kip. Derek Brooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. As always, I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your right. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Bright Moments with the Camas High School Choir on Friday, April 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Portland Institute of Contemporary Art in Portland. This concert is a collaboration of the Camas High School Choir, indie rock musician Kelly Pratt, and young audiences of Oregon and Southwest Washington. The concert is an original hour-long performance for a rock band, horns, and 200 high school singers, blending together a wide array of styles and genres. Again, that's Bright Moments with the Camas High School Choir on Friday, April 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Portland Institute of Contemporary Art, 15 Northeast Hancock Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.